With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer said on Friday the United States expects China to agree to purchase double-digit billions of dollars in U.S. ag products following the summit between President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. Greer said the anticipated agreement would extend beyond soybeans to include a broader range of agricultural goods over the next 3 years. He referenced an existing agreement under which China committed to buying 25 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans annually. Trump also said China would increase purchases of American farm products following the summit. Those specific commodities and volumes were not immediately disclosed. Soybeans remain the top U.S. agricultural exports to China and have long been central to trade negotiations between the two countries. Traders are also monitoring whether China could reduce soybean tariffs, potentially reopening purchases by private Chinese importers. A federal judge in California on Thursday denied a request by the United Farm Workers to temporarily block the Trump administration's revised wage rule for the H-2A agricultural workers, a decision welcomed by farm groups supporting the change. The case challenges the Labor Department's interim adverse effect wage rate methodology, which affects wages for foreign farm workers employed under the H-2A visa program. The UFW sought a preliminary injunction and emergency stay, arguing the rule could reduce wages and harm workers. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California ruled the plaintiffs failed to demonstrate irreparable harm, saying claims of future wage losses and related hardships were largely speculative. The court also cited delays in seeking emergency relief. The judge did not rule on the broader merits of the lawsuit, which will continue. The court also found the UFW had standing to proceed on behalf of its members. Sustainable agriculture advocates are raising concerns about the House fiscal year 2027 agriculture spending bill, saying the proposal could reduce support for conservation, climate resilience, and agricultural research programs. The House Appropriations Committee approved the measure in late April, advancing legislation that would provide about $26.3 billion in discretionary funding for agriculture, rural development, and food safety programs, slightly below current spending levels. Republican lawmakers said the bill prioritizes farmers, ranchers, and rural communities while reducing federal spending. The National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition said the proposal maintains some conservation funding enacted in previous legislation, but falls short of addressing climate-related challenges facing farmers. The group also criticized staffing reductions at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and what it described as weakened support for conservation assistance and research programs. The legislation now faces consideration in the Senate, where lawmakers are expected to negotiate changes before a final spending package is approved. Dry conditions across parts of the Central Plains are delaying corn planting and increasing concerns among farmers already facing tight profit margins and rising input costs. In central Kansas, some growers said fields remain too dry to support seed germination, leaving planters idle during a period that is typically one of the busiest of the spring season. Farmers reported that limited rainfall and worsening drought conditions have forced some to delay planting corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum. The dry weather comes as producers contend with elevated fertilizer prices and broader economic pressures in the farm sectors. Some farmers said they are hesitant to plant into dry soil without a more favorable forecast. Weather concerns have also added support to grain markets in recent weeks as traders monitor drought conditions across portions of the plains and the western Corn Belt. That's your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.